I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a dangerous time to claim the name of Christ. According to the World Evangelical Alliance, one in seven Christians worldwide lives in a place where they face persecution for following Jesus. You can pray for millions who share our faith, but not our freedom, on Sunday. November 6 is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
pay attention to religious freedom. Pay attention to blasphemy laws and things that affect our Christian brothers and sisters. Pray for Christians who are facing blasphemy laws, that God will encourage them and strengthen them to go forward in spite of the danger that they face. This is one of the things that we can pray for as we approach the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians.
And when children experience trauma, it doesn't just go away. It stays with them, shaping who they become as adults. The Sat7 Kids show, Why Is That?, was created to address trauma both from a psychological perspective and through the story of Jesus. Joe Willie tells us,
it's a new 13-part series, and it begins each episode with a drama featuring a problem or a traumatic event, and then how it affects children. In the way the program is structured, then the children after the drama will go and see Ghetto, which is a grandfather character, and he helps them process really what they've seen, what they've experienced. And he uses games and activities to explain biblical truth.
Childhood trauma doesn't just happen in the Middle East and North Africa. So pray kids around the world would encounter Jesus' love. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.